Hey, my feel good friends. So I was going to release an episode this week that was sharing my top five tools that I use every week for my business and social media. And I decided today instead that I should probably talk a little bit about overwhelm, anxiety, and just dealing with the shit that is going on in the world right now. I'm recording this on November 4th, Wednesday, and we are waiting on the results of the election in the United States. And it's just been a kind of stressful day for, I think, a lot of us, right? I think everyone kind of has eyes on this US election. And I think no matter what, it is causing a little bit of anxiety and stress and overwhelm. No matter what, just this feeling of waiting to know the results is kind of hard to deal with for sure. And honestly, no matter who wins, I think it is going to be a hard path ahead, right? And so today I just kind of wanted to talk a little bit about how I go about managing stress when it comes up. And maybe just share a little bit of love with you. So the first thing I want to say, when it comes to the uncertainty and overwhelm and anxiety and burnout that is happening this year, this week, today, and any other time in your life, I think that we need to remember that it is completely normal. So many of us are so hard on ourselves for the emotions that we feel. And that just adds to the stress, right? I don't know about you, but I tend to try not to have bad days. Whenever I'm feeling sad or angry or frustrated or whatever, I get even more frustrated with myself for feeling that way. And if there's anything I've learned this year, it's that it's okay to feel that way. And when we do feel that way, we need to let ourselves feel it. We are all human. We can only do what we can do. And if today you can't feel amazing, if today you can't get the things done that you need to get done, that's okay. Whatever you can do is enough. So what I will usually do if I'm feeling down, if I'm having a bad, stressed out day, anything like that, I will take a moment to just calm myself down. 5 minutes to breathe, take some space, and realize, hey, it is okay that you're feeling that way, Kins. And I just show myself some compassion. And I try to not guilt myself or feel frustrated with myself for not being perfect all the time. Then after I have breathed for a good 2 minutes, given myself a little bit of space, shown myself that gentleness and told myself, hey, you're human, then I will take a moment and try to be aware of how I am feeling, okay? And I don't necessarily mean I'm feeling angry or I'm feeling sad or I'm feeling whatever. It's good to recognize those emotions, I think, for sure. But for me, my emotions usually fall into two categories. Usually I am either feeling just super, super low and exhausted and like I can't take on the world at all, or I'm feeling overly excitable, super energetic, like this balloon is just about to burst in my chest and I can't release the energy and I don't know what to do, right? Those are my two kind of anxiety feelings. It's either down and low and tired and depressed, or like I just cannot release the frustration or the anger or whatever this ball of energy is inside me. And once I figure out how am I feeling, do I need to regain energy or do I need to release energy, then that is really, really helpful. And that's my next step. So if today you are feeling exhausted, overwhelmed, burnt out, super low, I want to encourage you to take some time to regain your energy. And how I do that normally is I take a nap. But I'm a really bad napper, actually. So usually I'll just go in my bedroom, lay in bed, and then play a mindless phone game for a few hours. And I swear that still works. If you can nap, go ahead and take a nap, my friend. Maybe go on a slow stroll outside, sit on your couch, watch a Netflix show that you don't have to think hard about, pet your dog. Something that is super relaxing will help you rest and will help you regain the energy you need in order to keep moving forward. The other thing I do is if I'm feeling like this ball of energy that I just am going to just start screaming if I don't release it, then I will do something active to release the energy. Right? So that means going on a run. And usually for me, that means an emo jog is what I call it. It's the Phoebe from Friends style of running where you're just running and your arms are waving all over the place and you don't really care who's looking at you. That is what I do. And you don't have to go wave your arms all over the place, but I want you to go for a jog where you don't care about keeping pace or keeping your breath. You can sprint, you can walk, you can jog, you can power walk, you can stand on the side and look at a rock if you want for a second, you know? Just let your body move in the way that it wants to move. I also really like to dance, and dancing is a fun one because I'm a terrible dancer. Let's be honest. I'm a really awkward person when it comes to moving my body in any way. I'm one of those people who does not have rhythm, let's be honest. And so whenever I start dancing, no one's looking, firstly. I don't let anyone see that. But, you know, I can feel myself moving and I start to get into a flow and it's super fun. And then usually I'll catch my reflection somewhere in a mirror or a window or something like that. And I see how ridiculous I look and I start laughing. And that laughter also helps to release the energy. It also helps to lift my spirits and shift my energy, right? And so that's super, super helpful as well. And once I do one of those two things, I give myself the space to regain my energy or release my energy in some way. Then I come back to my day and I'm able to focus more. I feel better. I might not feel happy. I might still feel sad or whatever it is, but I have found that I could much more easily cope with whatever the heck is going on, right? And so that's just what I wanted to share with you today is I'd love for you, if you're feeling some sort of way, give yourself grace, tell yourself you're human, allow yourself the space you need to feel those things, and give yourself some space to do only what you need to do today. And then when you're ready, consider how you need to shift your energy. Do you need to regain it? Do you need to rest? Do you need to do something that is just for you that will help revive you? Or do you need to release some energy because you're feeling this big ball of frustration and you just feel like screaming? That's something that my mindset coach Tani actually says as well. She has told me before to punch my pillow, scream into my pillow. I have yet to try it. So if you want to try it out, let me know how it goes. She swears by it. She thinks it's awesome. And once you have either allowed yourself to gain some energy back or release the energy that you need to release, come back to the day, come back to what you were quote unquote supposed to do. And I honestly think that it will be much easier to either do that or cope with whatever the heck you're feeling, right? So that is just something that has worked for me really well this year and dealing with all the things. And I hope that you found it helpful as well. My friend, if you are feeling down, if you are feeling low, if you are feeling any sort of thing, I just want you to remember that that is normal. And I know you are doing the best job you can. And I'm here for you if you would like to chat. Hit me up on Instagram at feelgoodsocial. I'm really friendly. I'm really good at the air high fives, the air hugs, whatever you need right now. I would love to just chat with you if you need to vent, if you need a little bit of love, if you need anything at all. I hope that you have a great week, my friend, and I will catch you next Thursday. Thanks so much for listening, my friend. For show notes and a whole lot of other awesome freebies, visit feelgoodsocial.com. Simply go to feelgoodsocial.com for all the goods.